Step into a world of adventure and join our players in Waterdeep Dragon Heist. We are thrilled to have you, but we'd be even more thrilled if you became a patron of our podcast on Patreon. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, and this is Quest.
Your old pal Magic Dan here. I gotta tell you, we're in a hell of a spot. We found ourselves under the city in a twisting labyrinth of sewers and guck and monsters and such. And me, Tay, the tiefling fella, L, who's not very good with people now that I learned, that's kind of most fancy pants people, and a changeling by the name of Cam, are down here trying to find Floon. But your old pal Magic Dan, he's on the scene. He just got himself a crossbow, came up with this great idea, put a light on the front of it, be able to see where I'm pointing. Yeah, pa-cow. All right. As we snuck through the labyrinth, we found ourselves a goblin, and we lit that little fella on fire, and it danced around like he was all like crazy. He was like, ah! I was like, oh, man, that's pretty bad. We snuck down even deeper, and there he was, Floon, getting pounded on the ground by some sort of orc with a magic fist and a freaking mind flare. Oh, man, we have no idea how we're going to get out of this spot or save Floon, but in technicality, we were only supposed to find him. Nobody said anything about bringing him back. Well, either way, we're back.
Taylan, L, Cam, and Magic Dan rushed to the top of a short flight of uneven stone stairs, leading to a long hall dimly lit with burning torches lining the walls. In the middle of the chamber, a muscular half-orc in dingy robes stands with his foot on the chest of a human with a tattered blue tunic and wavy red hair. This must be Floon. Fire burns around the orc's clenched fist, and his victim cries and squirms helplessly beneath him. On a raised dais, levitating a few inches above it, is a nightmarish figure wearing black robes. It has large, milky white eyes and rubbery purple skin, with four tentacles emerging from where a mouth should be, a mind flare. It cradles and gently caresses what looks like a large, disembodied brain with dog-like legs. You all see this at the end of the hall. You are currently covered in shadow, where you haven't been seen yet, but it appears as though this orc is likely going to kill Floon. What would you like to do?
What's our plan here, guys?
Oh my God, I'm so friggin' scared right now. That is a mind flare.
I figured you'd be turned on by the orc.
No, it's a dude.
Listen, I don't judge.
Magic Dan, let's not get into it. We have to be a bit more serious because I think it's going to eat our fucking brain. Probably while we're alive.
Yeah, we can't fight that thing.
Well, we either have to fight it or wait till it kills Floon, but both of those options suck.
Did we have to say we had to bring him back alive? Was that in the contract?
But there's no guarantee we get his body back if they kill him.
Question for you, Cam. Do you think you can distract him by turning into, like, the dwarf or the human?
I can try, but my goblin wasn't very convincing.
Maybe try human. Might be easier.
The dude with the scarf from before, was he a human?
How about everybody make me an insight check real quick?
22.
16.
13.
21.
A 21 and a 22. Taylan and Cam, you realize that this orc seems to be trying to impress this mind flayer. Now, it's hard to read this mind flayer, but he looks severely unimpressed and like he's about to leave.
I'm not really sure what's going on, but that mind flayer seems pretty bored right now.
Well, that's because they're looking for Rhaenyra, not Floon. Maybe we can convince them that we have what they're looking for, or can at least get it. We can get Floon out of here.
Well, if we convince them that we can get them Rhaenyra, then it's our lives at stake when we don't give him up. Are you prepared to give him up?
We don't need to give him up. We just need to give up what they're looking for. They don't need Rhaenyra. They need what he knows, which is nothing.
Well, then how do we give them something that we don't have?
All right, I think I'm going to just walk in. I'm going to go, wait, you have the wrong guy.
What the fuck are you doing?
You approach into this chamber, and as you do, so Floon has been flailing around on the ground, being like, please don't kill me. I don't want to die. I'm too young. This orc will take a magical flame, and it just licks on Floon's nose, and he begins to scream and cry. And as you burst into the room, this orc quickly turns towards you, and he'll say, what are you doing here?
You have the wrong guy. You don't have what you need. I might be able to get it for you.
How did you make it past the guards?
This is the Thieves Guild, isn't it? I'm a thief. One of the best in the city.
Floon will flail around underneath of this orc's foot. Be like, you've come to save me. Thank you. And the orc's like, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
Make a deception check.
18.
He will lower his flaming fist and say, what do you know?
I know that's not Renair.
What do you mean? It is Renair.
It's not.
This mind flayer, who's been levitating ominously in the back of the room, sort of tilts his head, concerned about this piece of information that you've just given. No, this is definitely Renair. He's just lying. Floon's like, I'm not Renair.
I'm going to approach into the conversation and in front of this mind flayer kind of change my face to Renair and say, now this is what Renair looks like, and change my face back to Floon and say, you have the wrong guy.
This mind flayer, noticing all these people coming into the room and yelling all this stuff at this orc getting everything wrong, the orc is starting to become furious. You could see he's got the Arthur clenched fist right on this side, like he's super, super angry. And this mind flayer will speak, but it doesn't speak with mouth. You hear its voice in your head, dripping with malice. And without any movements, it will say,
this is beneath me. I have more important matters to attend to. Grumshar, please handle this.
Don't let us hold you up there, feller. You go about your way.
The mind flayer will just turn his back, and there's another door in this room, and he will just wave a hand, and the door opens, and he will float through the door. This orc is seriously pissed, and he's about to start flinging spells at you guys.
Talon's gonna ready a firebolt.
Look, we're not here to step on toes. We're here to help. And you just have the wrong guy. Honest mistake. I'm here to help.
Make a persuasion check. I'll give you advantage because of what Cam did earlier.
21.
If you don't start talking soon, I'm gonna kill all of you.
Let's not do that. Like I said, I'm here to help. We're here to help. I know who Renair is. I just want to be part of what you got going on. And I have connections in the city. I come from a pretty powerful family, and I'm sure that can help out with what you're doing down here.
Who's your friends?
This is Tay, this is Magic Dan, and this is Cam. Trust me, we're very resourceful. We made it this far. Just give us a chance.
Start talking.
Well, for one, you know that's not Renair. I'm very familiar with Renair, and I know what you're looking for. You were looking for what was inside that locket.
Get to it.
We know that whatever's in there was missing. If we can find that, I'll bring it to you.
How do I know I can trust you?
Why would I come in here when all the odds are against us just to save this guy?
You don't have to be so mean.
Quiet, fella. We're about to die if we don't do this.
If you can bring me Renair, I might can set up a meeting with the Xanathar.
Renair doesn't know anything. I know that for a fact. But I'm close with him, and I can get the information you need.
Fine. Where can I find you?
Typically, you'll find me at the Yawning Portal.
The orc will take his foot off of Floon and kick him in the ribs really hard.
Oh, that hurts!
And Floon will roll over. Get out of my sight.
Come on, Floon, let's go.
My heroes!
Shut the fuck up.
Thank LaRue! You've saved me!
Who the fuck is LaRue?
It's my god.
I'm gonna lean over to Magic Dan and say, El may save himself some money tonight.
The orc will point towards the door that the mind flayer went through, and he'll say, the exit's over there.
Where the brain-eating feller went through?
No, he's probably gone.
I would like to insight him.
Make an insight check?
10.
This guy is definitely a murderous criminal. but you have the feeling that he's trying to get you the hell out of here.
So, do we believe him?
I don't think we have many options here other than fight that feller and possibly have that brain-eating fella come back and eat our brains.
Yeah, I think we just get the fuck out of here.
Don't forget about the ooze.
We should go through that door he pointed us through.
The door looks good.
Yeah, we should probably go through that door. That ooze is, you know what? In fact, let's not tell that feller about the ooze and let him figure that out. I'd say that's two problems working themselves out to a solution.
So you guys exit with Floon, who has thrown himself against you, Al, out through the doorway that the orc pointed to. In the center of this room is a pillar, like a stone pillar. It's maybe 3 foot tall. And at the top of it is an indentation with 10 equidistant spokes radiating out of it. On the wall is a secret door that's ajar that leads to a very cramped, narrow tunnel.
Guess we go through the door?
I guess.
Squeeze through.
All right. The smaller feller first. Come on, Tiefling, you know it.
That would be Cam.
I'm going to grow myself in height and then point back to you, Tay.
Fuck you, Cam. As Talon scurries through this tiny hole.
It's relatively narrow and low. Probably better fit for a goblin to walk through. You hunch down and crawl through it. It continues forward into darkness. You guys all go through this narrow hallway. It twists and turns some ways. To the right is a rough-hewn set of steps that leads to a hatch in the ceiling. And to the left, it continues out into the sewer system.
Please get me out of here. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, calm down. God damn.
Floon, were you conscious when they brought you in here?
No, I was not.
Useless.
You aren't very nice to me.
Never claimed to be.
So are we just going back to the yawning portal, or?
Well, we gotta go collect all that money.
You go up the stairs, and whoever's the first to walk up the stairs will realize that this hatch is extremely heavy and has probably not been opened in 50 years.
We might need a couple of us to open this door.
Hey, well, can't you use that little feather spell and make it lighter or something?
I don't think that's how that works.
God, so impractical.
You guys all push up against this door. And eventually, it gives way as there is a collapse of debris and detritus that sort of falls down into it. As you peer up through it, you will realize that you guys are in a very small wine cellar. And there was a barrel filled with crap sitting on top of this hatch.
So it looks like we're in like a storeroom of sorts?
Yeah, and it's dark, but there's like a set of stairs that leads like upwards from this cellar. But this is like someone's basement.
All right, I'll go first and I'll make sure that there's no one waiting at the top of those stairs.
Yeah, Cam, be ready to change into somebody that would be like, would have a reason to be in this cellar.
I could change back into the goblin.
Would this be breaking and entering?
There's no doubt about that, yes. Although, we could argue we've been given permission to enter the premises, right? He pointed us in this direction. This is the only logical way out of here.
Yeah, the murder orc said we could go here.
Listen, innocent until proven guilty, okay? He was going to kill somebody, but he didn't.
Please get me out of here.
I'm going to go up the stairs quietly and see if the door's open, if there is a door at the top
there
of the stairs.
There isn't. It seems to illuminate into this, or there seems to be light spilling out from a house above. Do you want to peek your head up?
I do.
Make a stealth check.
21.
You stealthily make your way up these stairs and peer up through the hole, and you will realize that you are in a house, a small, quaint little house in a hallway. You look down the hallway, and you'll see a little halfling boy playing with one of those hoops with the sticks.
All right, I'll go back downstairs. There's a little halfling boy upstairs. I don't know if we're going to be able to sneak out of here unless we're real quiet.
We can be quiet or we can be fast.
The one thing I've learned in this world is you're loud and confusing and just keep moving. No one will question it and they won't know what to do when you're gone. All right? So follow my lead. I go up the steps and I'm like, well, that cellar is pretty well taken care of. That is fixed. All right, fellas, that's a great day. Come on, my crew in here are just going on. Let's go. And I just start Vince McMahon walking through this house to the front door.
So everyone trails after Magic Dan quickly, trying to pull yourselves together after this really confusing thing. You will find the front door. And in this, the main room, there's like a halfling father and his wife in there. The father is washing dishes, and the mother is quilting. There's a daughter playing with a little doll, and as soon as you walk in, they all scream in terror, as they were not expecting you to be in here. And then Floon walks by, who's beaten and bloody all to shit. Elle's clothes have disintegrated holes in them. You guys are like, look worse for wear, and you just start marching out of these halflings' house.
Well, we got it done there. We found the feller who was causing all that trouble. See ya, family. Okay, here we go.
Bye.
All right, everybody, bye. I'll see ya.
Bye.
The city thanks you for your time. We'll, you know, hopefully never be back here again, but, you know, this is just a routine beaten person in a cellar. Anyway, we gotta get out of here.
We gotta go. All right, fellas, let's get a move on. Doop, doop, doop.
You guys exit out the front door. Into the city of Waterdeep.
When you exit out of this halfling home, you'll realize you're still in the dock ward, but it is now night. You spent all day locating this dungeon. Floon, upon exiting, will throw himself onto the ground and begin kissing the rocks, saying, "Oh, thank you! I never thought I would see the streets again!"
You know, there's a bunch of horse piss in this street. I wouldn't do that.
It's well worth it. And he will jump up, put his hands on his hip, and he looks horrible. He's got two black eyes. He's bloody. His clothes are tattered. He's burned and singed in places. His hair's a little bit shorter than it was before. He looks rough.
All right, you need to follow us. Stay with us.
Yeah, we need to make a rapid exit because we don't want to stick around.
No. We were lucky the last time when the cop showed up. We don't want to try that again.
Yeah, home invasion is not a good thing.
El, before I forget, here, and I'll cast Prestidigitation on you.
Yeah, I got a bunch of that in my robes.
There is corn on my shoe.
All right. Settle down as I go around and cast Prestidigitation on everybody.
Don't forget Meowsalini.
You have a cat?
Yes, it's Meowsalini, and I put Meowsalini on my shoulder.
He's so handsome.
Oh, thank you. He's my little prince.
Speaking of princes, who are you? What have you come? Why have you come to save me?
Money.
That's the only reason is money.
Did mother pay you?
Volvo Tappatino paid us.
You mean Volo?
That's what I said.
Oh, my good friend Volo paid you to save me?
Yep.
And he owes us more money.
We must go find him immediately. I'm so happy. Thank you. Seriously. Thank you.
Stay with us.
Yeah, we gotta go see Volvo.
All right, so you guys want to make your way through the streets to the Yawning Portal. As you walk through the moonlit streets, you will hear this thunderous noise barreling down the street as a carriage, black, all black, with black horses, comes rushing down the street that you're in. You kind of have to quickly get off the street before it runs you over. The driver is hooded and cloaked. Beyond the silken drapes inside the carriage, you can make out a figure. A mysterious entity clad in deep violet robes. It has an iron mask over its face, crafted in the likeness of a regal bearded lord that completely conceals their features. This figure's gaze locks onto the group of you as the carriage thunders past you.
Well, that was rather rude.
God, what a dick.
Dan, go give him a piece of your mind.
Oh, no, he's wearing a scary metal mask. I'm sure he's probably going to pull my guts out or something. Black carriage, black horses, man in a black cloak.
Yeah, he's trying to make a statement.
Yeah, it's a bit much. It's a bit on the nose that that guy's going to tear my face off.
I think that's one of the masked lords of Waterdeep.
Well, I'm sure you would do just fine.
Floon, we should play the quiet game.
You enter the Yawning Portal, and the place is bustling with boisterous activity. After a few moments of scanning the crowd, you do make out a nervous-looking man with an elegant mustache and a beard, anxiously wringing his hat in his hands. It's Volo.
Hey, there he is. Hey, Volvo, over here. We got your friend.
Volo will make out the group of you over the crowd and see Floon. And Floon and Volo will meet eyes. And Volo will say,
"It's my friend Floon! Floon by Torm's beard! He's alive! He's alive! Bravo! 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 Please, come join me at the table.
Do you have our gold?
Yeah, let the feller have a moment. It's just pretty touching for him.
Dan, I don't think they're friends.
Oh, I don't care. I'm just happy that people are happy. You know, sometimes I do love the money, and I'm going to spend it on drinking. It's the people connection that really makes it work.
You're living in a caravan down by the river, Dan. You probably shouldn't be spending all your money on booze.
It's pretty much what you do when you live in a caravan down by the river, spend your money on booze.
Don't you have alimony, too?
Yeah, I do, which I'm going to need some of that gold for.
Floon and Volo embrace each other. Volo is so happy to see that Floon's alive. Floon is so happy to be alive. And Volo will place his hands on Floon's shoulders and look at him and say, Floon, I'm a friend. You look like a shit.
We did pull him from the sewers.
Well, you must have told me everything. I don't know what happened. What happened?
Basically, murder gang got him, and they were going to murder him. Apparently, there's mind flayers in the sewers. Who in the fuck should we talk to about that?
I imagine the city watch, but I don't understand. What happened?
Classic case of wrong place, wrong time. He got taken, but they were looking for someone else. That's all you need to know.
I was just so worried about my friend. And now, here he stands. A little worse for wear, but alive nonetheless. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Glad we could help. And also, glad you can pay. So, let's get to that part.
Oh, yes. Your payment.
He takes his hat back off and rings it in his hand some more.
I'm gonna pull out the contract and hand it to him and say, you're not in breach of this, are you?
No. There is just a tiny, almost a negligible wrinkle in the plan. You see, I'm awaiting a royalty payments onto my book. And at the moment, dragons are a bit elusive. But I did some digging, and from my understanding of the law of a Waterdeep, the law is, how you say, flexible on the definition of a payment. Should the payment of gold not be made, a transaction involving a property or a collateral of an equal or a superior value is deemed perfectly valid.
Yes, yes, yes. Section 8, subsection 6, paragraph A, we all know it, but do you have equal value in property?
I do. Never let it be said that Volothampa Gadarm does not keep a promise. Allow me to present something much more valuable. He will reach into a side satchel where his book usually is kept, and he will pull out a scroll tube. He will pop the cork of the scroll tube and lay out a piece of vellum parchment before you. This is a deed to a remarkable property here in the Waterdeep. A four-story manor house in the North Ward.
What?
Dan. We'll have to get an assessor down there at some point, but I do think that might seem attainable to our agreement.
Cam, as you look over this document, it's a deed. It is official. It has been notarized for a place called Troll Skull Manor. It's already been appraised by the city with an estimated gold value of 15,000 dragons.
So, our business has concluded. Volvo... what was his name again, Dan?
Oh, Volvo Tappatino.
Yes, right.
It's a Volvo.
Volvo.
That's what I said.
That is what I said, yes.
What's wrong with this place? Why are you willing to give up the house for the small amount that you owe us?
I really don't care if it is full of ghosts. I'm living in a van. I have to piss in a river, all right? Let's just not question this too much.
Is this slumming it for you or something?
I live in the yawning portal.
Damn. You're just like me.
Yeah, we're all really broke and depressed. Now let's get a big-ass party house, fellas. Come on!
Well, we will need a magistrate to witness the transfer of ownership. I can arrange a meeting with one, if you wish.
Yes, that could be perfectly amenable. I'll just need to hold on to this deed for the time being.
I don't see why not. I have no issues with giving you this property. For saving my friend the Floon.
When do you think the earliest meeting we could have?
I can arrange one for maybe tomorrow morning at 10?
That works for me. And I give Floon a big slap on the back, and I'm like, feller, you just got me out of the worst living situation I've ever had. Woo!
Floon will wrap his arms around you and sort of give you a little peck on the cheek and be like, you're so welcome.
Okay, bit much. Also, you have not done anything to freshen your breath since you've been beaten up for days. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Anything else I can do for you?
A round of drinks, at least?
As I said, I'm a little strapped for gold.
I actually... He'll double out his pockets. They are completely empty.
Wow, that's pretty sad for the man in fancy clothes to have just empty pockets like some sort of goofball. I have no idea. Either way, I'm going to get a drink because I didn't get my brain eaten. Woo!
Volo, you commonly start tabs at places. I don't see why that'd be an issue for you here.
Oh, no. Adarna doesn't let me have a tab.
I can see that, yeah.
No, definitely not.
Very good one. Very good.
Still got money from the advance. Come on, Tay. I'm buying you one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd definitely go have a drink.
As much as I would love to share a drink with you fine fellows, my heroes, mother will be very worried about me, and I must be getting home. Volo, do you mind escorting me? Well, of course. I'll definitely take you.
All right, you fellas have a good night and get the hell out of here.
Shouldn't you be escorting him, though, Floon?
Ah, wicked burn.
It's not the like of that, I swear.
All right, well, I'm sure he'll keep you safe on the walk back.
Yes, it's not like that at all. Volo is just staying in my mother's house with us while he's in the city.
Yeah, you're subletting. Yeah, that's totally it. He's just a roommate. We're all fine with it. We don't care.
A mother wouldn't like me and Volo seeing each other.
I can't imagine why she wouldn't approve of Volo.
I can't see it either. But nonetheless, we must be going.
All right, bye. All right, don't let the door hit you where the gods split you and just get the hell out.
It's time to get a drink, gentlemen. It's been a long, long day.
I'll catch back up with y'all.
Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. I just gotta go take care of something real quick.
All right, Tay. Be safe.
I will.
As Tay, you're turning around to leave, a gnome in a trench coat and a fedora will walk up to the group of you, and he will say,
greetings! Would you happen to be the adventurers responsible for rescuing Renair Neverember in a recent warehouse raid by the City Watch?
Who is asking?
Thompson, the Water Davian.
I'll hold out my hand and shake his hand.
Would you be the gentleman I'm looking for?
It depends. Why are you looking for us?
Word on the street, a bunch of adventurers saved Lord Neverember. I'm here to interview them.
Oh, yeah, that's us. Woo! Yeah.
Hot dog! I have some questions for you.
The gnome will introduce himself to all of you.
Thompson of the Water Davian. It's a pleasure.
The pleasure is all ours.
Word on the street is you bunch rescued Lord Renair during a recent warehouse raid by the City Watch. I've been following this Zentarm investigation for the past 2 10 days. I'd love to get the scoop on the heroes who rescued him and aided the City Watch in their raid. Got a minute to spill the beans?
L, you're up, as I push L forward.
Can we do this anonymously?
If you want.
Yeah, I think we'd prefer that, yes.
Yeah, I really don't want the Zentharums coming here and making us sleep with our necks open.
Absolutely.
Sure.
No problem. Can you describe the moments leading up to the discovery of Lord Neverember being kidnapped? How did you come to be involved?
Well, there was this gate that was down.
Well, yes, we were looking for a friend of ours, I guess you could say, and we had heard tell that he was by this warehouse, and as my compatriot mentioned, the gate was already down. And we figured we'd take a look inside, see if he was in there.
Then we did, and there are all these bird fellows, and we're all just like, ah, fuck you, bird fellows. And we just, like, beat the shit out those things.
We defended ourselves, as any upstanding citizen would.
How did you manage to rescue Lord Neverember? Can you walk me through the experience?
He jumped out from a crate, and I threw my sword, and then the five of us were like, pachow, pachow, like Magic Dan said, and... Yeah, and then we killed him, and then the cops came, and then they recognized me, and then we walked out, and yeah, that's how it happened.
Very good. Do you have any insights or observations about the individuals or illegal activities in the warehouse?
Oh, yeah, it looked like there's two different groups of dead fellers, ones that were attackers and ones that were defenders, and they were just, oh my God, it was like a corpse farm in there.
Gang war on the streets, eh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's some sort of, like... Sun faction and then some sort of snake faction.
He will be jotting down this entire time with a quill all of the information that you're giving him in a journal.
Make sure you write down that the gate was down.
The gate was down. Got it. Thank you.
Hey, I got an idea. What if I made something that you could, like, instead of having to write all that stuff down, you could just hold, like, a rock out, and it would just record all the things that people say that you could just, like, go back later.
That would be very helpful. Do you have something like this?
I'm working on it, friend.
I'll note that down. Thank you.
Yes. Also, Magic Dan, Practical Inventor.
We're anonymous.
Oh, wait. We're supposed to be anonymous. Okay, just don't say my name, but just Practical Inventor involved. Inventions worked effortlessly.
What are your thoughts on the city's efforts to fight criminal activity?
I think it's something every upstanding citizen should be proud of in our city. Right,
yeah,
guys?
Yes. I mean, they found out who was innocent and then let us go.
I'm all set. Keep your ear to the ground and let me know if you come across any useful information.
And he will pull out a little card and he'll hand it to probably Al.
I'll take it.
I don't think I got your names.
That was intentional.
All right, very well. Don't be surprised to see this story on the cover of the Water Deviant.
If there's some sort of reward for that, you know, just, you know what we look like, and you know the practical magic man here, so just come find us again.
Or always make a nice small donation to Destiny's Gate for the orphanage.
Oh, you're sending money back home, eh?
Yeah, to help take up repairs and whatnot.
Oh, that's always good. Yeah, you're an upstanding feller. Yeah, we got a party. We didn't get our brains eaten.
I'll drink to that.
Now that I'm not terrified, I got a bunch of logistical questions about how that thing works. Also, what do you think it would look like if that Mind Flayer ate a burrito? Where's its mouth at exactly in that whole operation?
We fade out on Magic Dan. And we continue with Tay. You make your way through the city streets towards Destiny's Gate. You find the sewer grate that you usually open to descend into the sewers. A narrow sewer tunnel winds its way beneath the city until it terminates in a dead-end chamber. Piles of refuse create a makeshift barricade, blocking further passage. When you approach, an eye stalk covered in black eyes pops out of the pile of detritus. A rough voice echoes in your mind.
Master Tay!
Mellow!
An unsettling movement ripples through the heaps of discarded waste. Suddenly, an Otiug, a disgusting rock-like creature blending in with the trash, shifts and emerges from the pile. Its bloated, oval-shaped body is supported by three elephantine legs, and a massive, grotesque, fang-filled mouth splits its form like a crude gash. A pair of long tentacles ending in leaf-shaped pads bears rows of sharp spikes that quiver with excitement upon your arrival. A third tentacle, acting as its eye stalk, extends towards you.
Master Tay!
I'm going to show you guys a picture because I don't know if you guys know what an Otiug looks like. It will erupt from this pile of trash and come and wrap its tentacles around you and lift you up.
I've missed you too, buddy.
Mello found eats. Mello not eat all and save for Master Tay.
What is it?
He will put you down and begin rummaging through the trash with his tentacles, throwing trash aside. And he will wrap his tentacle around an arm of some sort, like a humanoid arm that's bloodied on the end of it. And he will push it out towards you and say,
"For Master Tay."
As you look it over, you realize this is an arm of a goblin. He drops it on the ground.
Where did you find that?
Found in sewer tunnel.
Where?
Here.
Okay. I did bring you some breakfast.
I hungry. Mello very hungry.
Bacon, eggs, some sausage.
He'll open up his huge mouth for you to toss the food into.
And I'll gingerly just toss a piece of bacon in at a time.
His giant mouth collapses on top of this little piece of bacon.
Start petting him underneath his jaw.
One of his elephantine legs stomps on the ground. As you examine the arm, you will notice that the goblin has a tattoo on the palm of its hand in the shape of an eye with 10 equidistant spokes radiating out of it.
I might know somewhere where you might be able to get some really good food.
Mello love food, Master Tay.
I'll explain where we were and about the orc and the slime and all that. So if you happen to travel that way, don't be afraid to eat whoever you see there. I'll make sure I come back soon.
Okay, Master Tay.
And I'll give him a little pat on the head and a little hug. And I'll head back to the Yawning Portal.
So, Dan, it's like a beak, right? Inside the tentacles is a beak.
All right. So it's like, okay, so it's more like a bird thing kind of under there.
Kind of, yes. But, like...
Right, and then the tentacles hold the burrito, and it just...
kind of pushes it in? Like, kind of like... So it can do it all in, like, one kind of go, right? Like, just like...
That's usually how it eats mine, so I'd assume so.
Yeah, I mean, oh, God, you think it does, like, a brain burrito? Like, it takes someone's brains and sticks them in a burrito?
What would you even put on that?
I don't know. Hot sauce. I mean, it goes on everything, really. It's delicious. Have you ever done that? Oh, man, I put it on everything.
I know your love for chicken wings. I can see that.
Oh, yeah, I even carry a little bottle with me at all times, just in case I need to spice up.
Well, now I know if we find a mine burrito. That's who I should go to for the hot sauce for it.
Well, hopefully that'll work on the mind flayer or something. Yeah, I can tempt him with a brain burrito. You know what? Why am I talking about brain burritos? That's gross.
Yeah, why don't we just get the chicken wings?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Ooh.
L, you will hear the plucking of a familiar tune as not three strings, but another bard has begun performing on stage a song that you absolutely love.
Oh, my God, it's my jam. And I'm gonna get out on the dance floor and just... twirl, and my fringe is fucking going everywhere.
You guys are getting chicken wings. L is killing it on the dance floor. Is there anything else that Cam and Magic Dan would like to do before Tay gets back?
Well, you know what? I've had enough to drink. I'm just going to go ahead and retire and get myself a rest.
You could do one more, Dan.
You know what? You talked me right into it.
Cam and Magic Dan are just getting plastered at this bar right now. Like, everyone stopped watching them, so they're now not just drinking, like, the beers. They're, like, chugging the beers in the tavern.
You guys start drinking. Tay, you get back. Is there anything else you would like to do?
I'll see them and just start drinking with them.
Come on, you tiefling fool. Let's get in here.
You guys drink the night away. It gets to being late, and it's time for you all to get some rest. You need to get a room from Durnan, which you do. And you make your way upstairs to your room and get a long rest.
Isn't it great? It's the last night standing in the yawning portal because we got a house, feller. Ain't that right, Cam? Woo! Four floors? I got a floor. You got a floor. Elle's got a floor. Even Tay's got a floor. Everybody's got a floor. And Tay could bring all the orphans and they wouldn't be homeless no more or whatever. Anyway, I'm going to go to sleep.
Good night.
Dad, feller.
You all get a long rest and level up.
Yay!
You wake up in the morning. What would you guys like to do?
Well, fellas, oh, man, my head. Wow, that really hurts. Anyway, I say we go check out this new house.
Dan, you're like a 9. I need you at a 6.
Oh, sorry. All right. I say we go check out this new house.
Well, aren't we supposed to meet the magistrate to get it official?
What time is it?
Today.
Morning.
Neither of those tell me what time it is.
If only I had something on my wrist that I could look at and see what time it was. I'll write that idea down later when I don't feel like my brain's going to come out of my head. Man, that'd be a great time for this mind flayer to suck my brain out.
Durnan will come and wipe the table that you guys are sitting at and say,
"It is 8:30.
You're an angel.
Nah.
I definitely want to order some breakfast, like some real greasy eggs and bacon, some shit.
How much gold do you guys have?
15.
I'm going to say you guys drank a lot last night.
Okay, that's fair.
So I think in total, I'm going to need 15 gold between everybody, whoever had drinks.
I have a gold.
I have 2.
I'll pitch in 8 of that.
I'll pitch in 7.
Okay, so everything's paid for. Okay, I just want to make sure. It's another gold for breakfast, not a piece, but just 1 gold for everybody.
I'll pay for breakfast.
You guys eat breakfast? You headed off to the house?
Okay. Yeah, then we'll head towards the house.
You guys walk through the morning air of Waterdeep towards the North Ward. You guys are currently in the Castle Ward. So you guys make your way towards the High Road, which is one of the main thoroughfares that stretches throughout the entire city of Waterdeep. You turn down Sardoon Street. As you make your way onto Sardoon Street from the High Road, the air is alive with the vibrant strains of music. A merry band of halflings have gathered on the roadside, their nimble fingers coaxing cheerful melodies from their instruments. Two of the halflings, a pair of spirited males, serenade the crowd with a lively duet, one on a flute, the other on a fiddle. Beside them, a female halfling sets the rhythm with a percussive beat of a washboard, her fingers flying. Meanwhile, another halfling whirls and dances. This infectious energy fills the area. Across the street from this merry band of buskers is Trollskull Alley. On the corner of Trollskull Alley and Sardoon Street stands a once illustrious manor house that now lies in shambles. 4 stories tall and boasting several balconies and chimneys, its corner turret rises ominously above the neighboring shops and houses. Most of the windows are smashed and boarded up. The shutters hang loosely, the roof is sinking, the balconies appear to be unstable, and the siding is gray and molding. Surrounding the building, the yard is completely overgrown with tangled foliage and tall grass, reclaiming the once manicured grounds. The double door on the eastern terrace is heavily chained with a rusting padlock. Above the doorway, an old sign hangs askew, one chain loosened, and it bears the faded words, Trollskull Manor, etched into the wood. Standing outside the yard, there are 4 people. You will recognize Volo is there, along with Floon, along with Renair Neverember. The 4th character is a tiefling woman wearing the black robes of a magistrate. What would you guys like to do?
Dan, you might have to move your caravan down here.
There's at least some roof going on, I guess.
That doesn't stop the mold, Dan.
Can you practical magic the roof?
Ooh, I bet I could. I bet I could think up some sort of a bunch of tools that like work by themselves or something. Like a drill that just like goes, so you don't have to like crank it.
This house is a piece of shit.
Better than staying at the awning portal.
It's my friends! Good to see you!
Volo will say as he approaches.
Kind of want the money now. Volvo, what the hell is this place here?
Thank you to Hoodie Cat Game Lounge for letting us record in their Dragon Tavern Room. It's awesome. Please consider becoming a patron of our Patreon. We appreciate all your support and listening to our podcast. I'm Dungeon Lord Jay, and this has been Quest. We cut back to Magic Dan, Cam, and L at the yawning portal.
Damn, man. There's like under the tentacles, there's a beak.
Oh, so like he'd be able to grab a burrito with the tentacles and just kind of eat it all in one go?
I mean, you don't just eat a burrito in one go.
But he could fit the whole thing in the beak, man. It's a big beak.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I don't do it is that I have to put my hand down and chew, but he's got a beak.
Dan, if you want to eat a burrito in one go, we can make it happen.
Let's go get a burrito. Darn it, a burrito!
Burritos for the table.
Right now.
No.
There's a beak? I don't think there's a beak under there. I bet you it's just like 2 long tongues.
I mean, I figure he would.
Bro, have you eaten like an octopus or something?
Yeah, because he's got an octopus face, so they got a beak. So, I mean,
but he's a people.
He's not a people.
No, he's not a people.
I mean, but you're not a people.
Excuse me?
Oh, not cool. No.
I can be any people, and that's better than one people.
Oh, that is not cool, L.
Attention all game enthusiasts. Looking for a place where board games and tabletop adventures come alive? Introducing Hoodie Cat Game Lounge. Whether you're painting the finest miniatures or seeking thrilling adventures in our dungeon-inspired game room, we've got the perfect setting. Gathering with friends for some friendly competition is so easy at Hoodie Cat Game Lounge. For just $5, try out any game in our expansive collection. And if you love it, we'll take $5 off the sale price. It's a win-win. Imagine the sounds of dice rolling, card shuffling, and tokens moving across the board. Every unexpected turn of the game makes these meetups memorable, transforming an ordinary evening into an unforgettable one. Hoodie Cat Game Lounge is located in the heart of the Centerpoint Shops at Tanger Outlets in North Charleston. So pull up a chair at Hoodie Cat Game Lounge, where your next adventure awaits.